A recent state Supreme Court ruling said Governor Doyle did not have the authority to cut a gaming deal with the Potawatomi that had no expiration date and expanded the type of games the tribe offers. Similar compacts with other tribes are also under scrutiny from Republican lawmakers Mary Panzer and John Gard. But the Potawatomi say they've gotten loans from three banks and come up with the $40 million their tribe was due to make in a front-loaded payment to the state. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says the money comes amid some long-term uncertainty over the gaming compacts, which are now being renegotiated.
There is a possibility that we renegotiate these agreements and we're right back at another lawsuit being filed by Panzer Guard. I think you've already seen publicly they are saying that they are questioning some of the other gaming compacts and may be filing their lawsuits.
Crawford also says an anti-Indian gaming lawsuit filed by the Kenosha dog track owners also threw some uncertainty into the Potawatomi's talks with their banks. The Potawatomi's payment comes on the heels of gaming money received from the Oneida Nation. State Administration Secretary Mark Murata says he's confident other tribes, including the Ho-Chunk, will make their payments soon.
There is an obligation to negotiate substitute provisions. So that money is going to get paid. Whether it gets paid today or whether it gets paid in the future, it's going to get paid. There's some dispute resolution mechanisms. If they have to kick in, then eventually you might have some small decrease in the payment.
The Potawatomi say they'll continue to offer new games like poker, craps, and roulette at their Milwaukee casino. They think their $40 million payment will ease expansion concerns expressed by U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.